So I think one of the key things that will happen when these new people are elected is that there will be much greater transparency, that there will be one elected individual whose job will be to hold to account South Yorkshire Police. And so obviously there's then a public focus for discussion and debate about what the police do in a way there hasn't been in the past. And I think over time that will itself serve to increase confidence in the police, because there will be this focus on transparency.
Is it right, though, politicians running our police force? I know we've got the police authority at the moment that does a similar job, but one politician making the big important decisions?
Well, the PCC's job is to set the overall police plan. The operational decisions will still be taken by the Chief Constable, and we put that in the law. The other thing is that any PCC, when they take office, has to swear an oath of impartiality in the way that judges do or police officers do or MPs do, to serve everyone in the area, regardless of which way they voted in the election. So there are huge amounts of protections there, but what we will have for the first time is people able to have a democratic voice so that they can express their opinion about how their area should be policed, and yeah, that's a big step forward.
Well, of course, the police commissioner can sack chief constables, so if we had another incident like Hillsborough again, that there could be sackings and chief constables could be got rid of. So you've got a chief constable who'll be running the force on a day-to-day basis, but also looking over his shoulder thinking, if I don't do this to the liking of the police commissioner, I could lose my job.
Well, and that's precisely because the Police and Crime Commissioner will have been elected by the people of South Yorkshire. I mean, I think we all know that the firing part of the hiring and firing power they've got will only be used in very, very rare circumstances, if at all. But it seems reasonable that in the end, the people of South Yorkshire employ their PCC, they vote for the PCC, and the PCC has overall responsibility for holding the Chief Constable to account.
Finally, Mr. Green, what do you think about turnout on the 15th of November? You know, we've heard a lot about wet, windy, cold November days. Will people actually vote for this? Will they have a mandate when they're elected?
Well, whatever happens, they'll have more of a mandate than the police authority, which nobody voted for at all. And I think what finding...
Well, people vote for councillors on the police authority, don't they?
We're running a national... Yeah, but they don't vote for that councillor to say, you go on the police authority. They're just chosen inside the local councils. The point about turnout will be that what we find, we're running this national advertising campaign, and when people know about the elections, they do tend to engage, because everyone cares about crime, about antisocial behaviour in their street, about visible policing and so on. So it is very much a question of getting the information out there, which is why we're running a national advertising campaign before nominations close. And also, of course, we're now getting to the stage where the individual candidates are gearing up their campaigns as well.
What do you think turnout will be? Would you put a figure on it?
I don't know. I mean, it would be wrong for me to put a figure on it. We don't have a target or anything like that. But I think what you know, the Home Office can do sensibly, this is what we are doing, is put as much information out as possible so that people can make their own minds up and learn about the elections themselves.